The last war of Eberron is over. The world is divided and torn. Five people now come together to further their own ends. These are dark times. These are the evils of Eberron.
You find yourself awakening in the middle of the field. The fog now starts to dissipate and the orbs all begin to lose their glow and slowly fade away. You find yourself back in a nice clear night sky.
Yuridith is just grinning. He's having a great time.
You appear to have had a nice nap.
Yes, I have defeated the evil that haunts these lands.
Good for you.
I feel the same. I honestly can't imagine how an entire tribe of barbarians were unable to defeat this creature. It went down with ease. Common zombies have given me more trouble than that.
So are we out of combat now, David?
You are out of combat.
Okay, so for the next minute, Kilroy's just flipping in and out of the...
of reality.
Yeah. Actually, here, I'll roll. Yeah, 11. 6... 16. Yeah, okay. So, like, a couple times I pop back out into the ethereal plane just for fun.
While everyone's gathering up and watching everything dissipate, you're just kind of getting words in as you pop in. And
yeah, one.
Yeah, I pop in real quick.
Guys, it's been nice to say you suck.
Oh, I thought he was, like, actually having microphone problems.
not gonna lie, John, me too.
I was yes, like, oh no.
My job.
Oh no, what do I have to do now? What kind of bullshit's going on? I'd like to take a look around, take in my surroundings. I kinda wanna find, like, you know, is this creature really dead? Is the body around here somewhere?
Yeah. Are you searching the field?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're looking around, you don't see any mark of her out there. You just find bones. You find a few scorch marks from the orbs that exploded, but that's it.
Okay.
Karin would like to descend into the den.
Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah. I'm following to whatever that is.
Yeah, you kind of take in the area really quick, looking for a sign of the hag here on the material plane, and you don't see anything. So you follow your teammates into the den. Em, what are you doing? Are you just hiding out in the field still?
No, I became unhidden. Join the group.
Wait for me, guys.
Don't leave
not
me.
Not doing a lot of shit.
Cool. Yeah, so you guys descend into the den kind of warily, you know, not sure what you're about to discover.
Yeah, Kilroy's clutching dynamite.
That,
oh, no, not for close quarters, you fool.
Yeah.
You know what? Do it. Absolutely. I totally 20,000% recommend.
Yeah, because
it's not lit yet. It's not lit, but it's a bargaining chip.
I'm going to start giving every NPC you run into control flame. I'm going to start lighting your dynamite for you.
Beautiful.
Oops.
Yeah, so you guys descend some short, narrow steps. It's kind of a small hole, so you still have to do some climbing. And as you do, it's literally just a small cavern in the ground. What looks like a mess of, like, blankets to make up a kind of makeshift cot in the corner. A small shelf with a hood and a staff leaning up against it. And in the corner, behind a small fire, you see a huddled lump. Yuridith, you make out the same hooded figure that you were just doing battle with. It appears to be unfazed by your guys' presence here. Doesn't move.
Is it, like, breathing? Like, can we see, like, it's breathing?
Nope.
Okay. I'd like to move in and behead the lump.
Cool. Yeah, you do it with ease. As you take a take its head in your hand, you know, to cut it off clean. It has no reaction. You can tell now that you're standing over it that it is in fact dead.
Perfect. Yeah, I take my trophy.
Cool.
Is its hand missing in this plane, or was that just in the dream world?
We'll say it's missing.
Okay, cool. I dig it. Iridith smiles proudly as he takes the hag's head.
Well, all right. You did a good job there, Dragon Man.
Yes, I did what I always do. I won.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you always fight things in Dreamland and then behead them.
First good, time, good actually. Good clarification.
Oh.
Yeah, never happened before.
Well, you know, I always... And then he blinks out of existence again.
Dig it.
I'm sure it was a wondrous battle.
Give him a once-in-a-lifetime pat on the back.
Good job.
And he's going to sarcastically respond, "Your approval is most important to me. Thank you for your support."
The sarcasm bleeding out of his eyes.
And Kilroy pops back in and is like, "You know, one time I was fighting this thing and, oh man, it just blew up. I was so excited. Oh, did I blink out again? I'm sorry. That was rude of me.
I didn't notice."
Yes, if anything, it was peaceful for once.
David, can we look around for anything valuable in here? Because Kilroy's got an itch for something shiny.
You can try.
For something shiny. Perception, I assume, or investigation?
Either is fine.
So if it's investigation, it's a 17.
You pour through the small den. There's not much to pour through. It's really all out in the open. A few herbs and stuff, what look like the beginning of concoctions on a shelf. Some dead small game hanging on the wall, likely both for her magic and for consumption. And the bookshelf itself, like I said, kind of barren, but you do find the cloak and the staff both leaning up against it.
Yeah, I'll take those. Why not? Might be useful later.
Arcana check, if you want to know what they do.
Sure. Well, that's shite. That is 7.
You can tell both are full of magic, but you can't quite tell what it is they do specifically. If you meditate on them, you probably would be able to ascertain.
Cool. They're coming back in the morning, right? To check on us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were supposed to come off. Back by morning.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to come back.
Oh, okay.
Cart kind of fucked off like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're walking.
Yep. Iridith is just going to start heading out. It's going to be like, well, seems like we've done all we can here.
Sam, just start walking back towards the village.
Yeah, you guys, yeah, let's go. And Kilroy's going to be the last one out of the den.
All right, well, it might be a while because it's going to take some time for Jeeves to pick me up and carry me on his back because I'm not looking too good. Just gonna take it easy.
And then as the last one out, David, Kilroy's gonna light a couple sticks of dynamite and let this place just cave in.
Cool. How many?
We'll go with 3. 3 should be good.
3's a magic number.
Sounds good. Is there a specific amount of damage tied to each stick?
1d6. Oh, wait, no, sorry. 3d6 for the first one and 1d6 for the additional 2, so total of 5d6.
Cool. Yeah, you tie a couple sticks together, hook them in, and you watch the cave collapse in on itself. Can you also do me a favor and call high or low for me?
Oh, fuck. High.
Awesome. Yeah, you collapse the cavern, and you guys begin your trek back to the village. It's a nice clear night. No more fog now that the evil hag has been vanquished. Nice and quiet. And even a little bit warm.
I now have 8 sticks of dynamite left.
I imagine like any prize money we get, you're just going to invest them in more dynamite.
All right.
He likes his dynamite.
Hasn't failed him yet, right? Cool. Anything of note during your guys' travel?
How long does it take to travel? Is it like a couple days with a rest and stuff? Or is it like...
Oh, it's going to take you a few hours to get back to the... You'll probably get there just after sunrise.
Okay, that's good.
They gave us the cart just so we could really get there and either die or take care of the problem quickly.
Yeah, it was a win-win for them. Either you solved their problem or you solved their problem. So, yeah, no?
Yeah, no.
Nothing to know.
I mean, just for flavor, as Kilroy's walking, his little shadow being is walking next to him, and Kilroy is having him draw a card, and he's trying to guess the card. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Okay. Please.
Yeah, Silas is napping and bleeding.
Don't you have good? Like 39 health potions?
I do, but I don't want to waste them.
Just give me my long rest.
You'd rather just sit there and bleed out instead of chug a couple potions.
Well, I don't want to waste them now that there's no imminent danger.
Till you get jumped by another T-Rex.
I mean, right? I don't want to have to roll 54 health worth of the lowest healing potion, like 2d4.
You can do like 5. 5 could work.
Sure, I'll sip on 5.
I'm not saying you have to do all of it. You just do like 5 of them.
Yeah, I'll just use the dice roller. That can't be worse than my own dice.
Pop them bottles, Chris.
He gets health potion wasted.
What do they call it when you mix alcohol and cough syrup? What's it called? Scissorp, I think. Good it's called. Time. I mean, yes. The long nap.
Long nap.
All right, I heal for 38. It's not too bad.
There you go. So you're back at 44.
Or 42, I think. Oh, no, yeah, 38, so I am 44. You know my health better than I do.
Pay attention, that's all. Okay, what were those lightning orb creatures, by the way? Unless you're planning on using them again in the future, then don't spoil it.
So, I may or may not use them in the future, but that's okay. Now that you guys have encountered them in character, you can possibly discern what they are, but they were living spells.
Oh, is that an Eberron thing?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Cool. That's freaking cool.
In Eberron, they have a living Burning Hands, Lightning Bolt, and Cloud Kill.
Oh, Jesus.
I just swapped out for a sleep spell instead.
Oh, gotcha.
So you had the 3 lightning ones to fuck you up, and then the sleep ones to put you in the dream one. What the heck?
I thought they were like will-o-wisps or something like that, and I was like, those are dangerous.
Yeah, that's immediately what I was thinking when it was like floating lights.
Also really annoyed because I was like, I knew what was going to happen and it happened. But everything I threw at you guys was a challenge rating 5 or higher. Okay. Everything.
Damn.
I mean,
each of those living lightning bolts, challenge rating 5. The hag, 7.
Oh, yeah. Keep stroking my ego, daddy.
I mean, to be fair, John, it was David's shit rolls that did it for you.
I didn't roll shit at all.
Shush.
I rolled 19, 20, 21.
No, I know,
that's
but
how high his AC was, yeah.
No, I mean the 2 nat ones though.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I mean, I definitely pulled my weight with like 7 misses.
You were literally key to our success. Like, if it wasn't for you, we would not have made it out of that.
Obviously. Silas is the linchpin of this team.
Awesome. Yeah, so you guys check on back through the night. It's pretty uneventful. You guys, I don't know, probably just feeling beat. But you make it back just after first light. You see all of the halflings already gathered around the gate as they saw you coming from over the plains. Now they start to, like, gasp, cheer, all different kinds of reactions as they see you coming in. Yuridith, how do you have the hag's head?
I'm holding it in front of me in my left hand.
Perfect. Yeah, so they're all just kind of taking that in. You're getting cheers, applause, like gasps. You hear all of this in common and halfling, what sounds like prayers even. And you guys march your way through the crowd, and you are greeted with the rest of the tribe there. The chief is standing up on a small platform, which isn't very high for them. If anything, he probably clears you, Yuridith, by an inch.
And I'm going to get up in his face and drop the hag's head at the foot of the pedestal. It's done.
Ah, yes. Yes. You have proven yourself worthy. He doesn't really break eye contact with you as he reaches over and kind of gestures. I don't know if you look away at all. I assume
I'm just going to keep staring him straight in the eye.
Yep. The rest of the party sees a group of halfling leading several dinosaurs over to you. Each of them saddled, bags of goods strapped to their sides. There is a stat block in the Discord.
Dinosaur!
Mine's name is Jimifrey.
Jimifred?
Wait, Jimifrey? Clawfoot. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like no a specific, velociraptor?
Yeah, there's no specific art for it. There's one for a similar dinosaur called a fastiate.
Yep, I just threw it up there.
There you go. So yeah, it's just slightly bigger than that one, a longer snout.
Huh. So like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
Hey, do they already have names, your chiefness, or can we name them?
Dinosaurs are bonded to their riders. They are yours to name.
I'm going to call you Chamomile.
Chamomile. All right.
I got Earl Grey and Chamomile.
Earl Grey and Chamomile. I forgot that.
Yeah.
The two donkeys that you ditch.
They're being taken care of by the shapers, I'm sure. Or the shifters.
Highly probable not.
David wouldn't just kill my donkeys to spite me.
They got eaten.
No, but some shifters might sell your donkeys to some more shifters because you haven't been back to check on them in a few days now.
I will cry, David. Do you want to make me cry?
I kind of do, actually.
Oh.
I've never made anyone cry before. Not in D&D. Yeah, so he beckons. They pull around the dinosaurs. Like I said, they are all saddled, ready to go. Each of them is loaded with some supplies. You find rations, camping gear, and in each of them a small, roughly hand-drawn but still accurate map of the plains and leading you to Gatherhold. The leader is still looking you in the eye, Yuridith. We have a tent near the entrance. You will take your time. You may rest. And by afternoon, I expect you'll be on your way.
Sure.
Very well, then. Yeah, they hand you your dinosaurs. He clambers down, heads back into his big tents in the back there.
Does he take the head with him?
No, but some of the guards pick it up and take it.
As they go to take it, I'm going to say, I didn't say you could have it.
He's going to make no comments. He's going to gesture. They'll just drop it right where they're standing.
I'm going to take it now.
Cool. One rotting hag.
I want the horns.
I don't know. Why do I imagine that you just have like a string of just dried little heads?
Yeah, like by the end of the story, you're just going to have a belt filled
with
heads.
Well, actually, if you guys, you know, take notice and look closely, my armor is adorned with small charms from all the people and beasts that I've killed. So there's a, you know, a finger bone here, a thumb bone there, you know, maybe part of a jaw.
Oh, it's like the song.
The song?
It's like the left foot.
Oh my god.
You're building a whole skeleton out of random assorted pieces.
Anyways, I think these horns look sick as fuck, and I'm going to attempt to attach them to my helmet. Yeah, not right, like right now, I'm not an armorer, but, you know, get to town, spend some of this gold I have.
Sounds good. Yeah, you guys are led away to a slightly larger than normal tent, several small cots. It's a little crammed for all five of you to fit into one, but there's enough space for you to set up and take a rest.
A long rest?
Yay!
Yeah, let's do it.
And there was much rejoicing.
Josh, I put the items in the campaign tab for whenever you get to them.
Okay, cool. So for the audience reference, the cloak that I found is the Cloak of Sweet Dreams. While wearing this cloak, if I'm attacked by an opponent, I may use my reaction to cast the sleep spell at second level. The first target of the spell must be the enemy who attacked you. You may use this ability once per day and regain use after a long rest. And then the staff I got was the Witch's Staff. The staff has 5 charges. After a long rest, it regains 1d4 charges, up to a maximum of 5. Staff is imbued with magic. While attuned to it, I can spend charges to cast the following spells. Ray of Sickness, Identify, Hold Person, Locate Object, Bestow Curse, counterspell and lightning bolt. And charges required to cast the spell are equal to the spell's level. Cool. Thank you, David. Those are really cool gifts. And by gifts, I mean things that I took from a dead hag.
Holy crap, that's a hell of a staff.
Yeah.
Especially for a goddamn warlock.
Is the way the charges work, like, the third level spells cost three charges, or do they all cost?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the bottom line.
Oh, no, I missed that one.
But still, again, as a warlock.
Yeah.
That cloak is super cool.
Thanks. I thought it was fun.
If I spend my long rest meditating with these items, this is what I get?
Are you able...
Or do I need to have it identified?
Well, so you can meditate on it for a short or long rest, but do you need to... You can't do downtime stuff when you're long resting, right? Unless you have an ability that lets you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you don't have anything that lets you do anything during your long rest, then I'm going to say that you have to do it at a separate time.
Oh, yeah. I have to be inactive and motionless for 6 hours.
Yes.
So, okay. No worries. And I'm still on my ruse.
Oh, you're Warforged, so you don't... That's right. You don't sleep at all. You're just inactive. I'll allow that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, I will say that you're able to do that.
Okay. Cool, cool.
Awesome. You guys have a nice little rest there after your long, long day. You arise. You are greeted with dinosaurs brought to your tent there. Again, packed, ready to go. Unless you guys have any extra business you're trying to complete in here, you begin your ride.
Yeehaw.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Fuck yeah, riding some dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Perfect. Riding your new mounts through the fields, it is estimated that you should arrive before late evening, before sundown.
Arrive all the way at Gatherhold? These guys fast, yeah. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Let's fucking go.
Gas, gas, gas.
You guys just ride along?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah. It is the beginning of sundown when the town first comes into view over the hills for you guys. It looks kind of like a busy port, but just in the middle of land. You see a few airships coming and going, trails of people kind of entering, exiting the kind of open entrance to the town. There doesn't seem to be any kind of like guided way in or any gates. It just looks like a big open trade market. When you guys come in, you will note that it is mostly halflings. You do notice some different ones, though. You make out halflings similar to the ones you've already met here out on the plains, and then you see a whole other set of them, you know, typically darker features, slightly smaller, but there's a few other mixed kinds of people in there too, plenty of humans, elves for sure, and everything is just a booth or a trading space. Everyone has something to give you. It's pretty loud, bustling. All of the walkways are wide enough so people with like their carts, trolleys, their mounts are able to just kind of walk through. Your dinosaurs are not an uncommon sight here. You see even bigger ones just tied up to, you know, feeble little posts as if it's actually going to hold it, but there it rests. What do you guys do?
I was going to be embarrassed if we're the only people here with dinosaurs.
Kilroy hops off and is... holding the reins for Chamomile, and it's just like, let's find you a snack. You did a really good job today. Let's find you something to eat. And I'm gonna start looking for a place to get this thing fed.
This dude just automatically pack bonds with other animals.
Hey, Kilroy used to be a gnome. He's very used to being around animals. Living out in the forest and shit.
Yuridith is gonna look for a place to tie his animal up. Or is his dinosaur up? Clearly hasn't formed a bond with it. Not really sure how to act around it.
Okay, yeah, they are meat eaters. So, what are you looking for? Just like a booth with some small game?
Yeah, like just some sort of meat market. You know, I don't care if it's sausages. I don't care if it's steaks, whatever.
Yeah, I want to take mine to like a... place to get water, to like drink water and get food too.
Yeah, you find the stereotypical open trough just outside the entrance to the trade hub there.
That's where I'll take mine there as well. That makes sense, I guess.
Cool.
Samesies.
Coo-coo-ki-choo. Everyone just ties up their dinosaur except Kilroy?
Oh no, I mean I'm tying mine up and then going to find a food. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll say you find just a small meat vendor, trades you 5 gold for a few pounds of what he calls meat of the week.
Oh, God.
That is all he sells.
Meat of the week, lovely.
Would you like it in a solid form or a ground up form?
Oh, solid. I'll let Chamomile have some fun with it. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. He takes out imagine a comically large, uncooked turkey leg type thing without the skin. He just kind of pulls one of those out and just starts slicing away steaks at it. wraps them up for you. And you guys trade.
Straight out of Flintstones.
Yep.
We were going to take another airship, right? Do we see any airship in the town?
Yeah, you saw airships coming and going. You know that the ports are, you assume the ports are probably further in. Yeah, you saw plenty of them leaving from both sides of the trade hub. So it's probably a safe bet you could find one back to the city.
Is there a handler at where we just tied up our kind of raptors?
No.
I was going to try and sell it to him.
What?
Let's approach the meat vendor and try to sell the dinosaurs.
Oh, no. It's not a bad idea either. Might get more for it.
Oh.
All right. You're going to sell your dinosaurs to the meat guy?
Yeah.
I'm keeping mine. I like it.
Yeah, Kilroy is not getting rid of Chamomile. You'll have to pry it from my cold, dead robot fingers.
You guys can pay the extra fare then.
I like to think they're animal friendly.
I mean, are you going to get it onto an airship though?
Look, Chris, I've got invisibility for days.
Cast invisibility on the dinosaur.
Except when you appear on the ship, even hanging out in the cargo hold for a day, somebody's going to come down and find a dinosaur.
That dinosaur's going to get hungry, and then you have a hungry, invisible dinosaur roaming the ship. And Kilroy, who's running out of spell slots, trying to manage the whole situation. Just to make my intention clear, I do intend to keep my dinosaur. I just don't know what sort of logistics keeping our dinosaurs entails at this point.
Well, I want to go to the I want to actually find the airship.
Same.
I'll ask when I get there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the dinosaur for now until we know for sure, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, because that'd be so cool to just ride in on a dinosaur for the rest of the campaign.
I guess after we let our dinosaurs have some water, I'm going to hop back on top of mine and use it to navigate around the city.
Okay, I'll follow Zoot in that case.
I'm going to go to the airship port place to get tickets.
Yeah, yep. Same.
Cool. Yeah, you guys just file up.
I will have it noted that Karn still doesn't have money.
Well, that's your fucking fault.
Also,
we haven't had any money-making opportunities.
David, I'd also like to keep an ear out for any news about the airship that we originally were on, and just listening for if anything, if anyone's oh, did you hear about the pirate attack or, something like that.
Yeah, how long has it been since the crash?
2-3 days?
14 hours?
It's been a day and a half.
Oh, right, because we traveled the day.
Yep.
But yeah, it's not been long.
Or not even a day and a half, a little over a day technically, because you crashed early in the day.
Got captured overnight.
Spent the night fighting. Yep.
Yeah, so.
Coolio? Yeah, you guys, like I said, you just file up and march your way through the town, taking in all the booths, the sights, the commotion. It's pretty easy to make out, like I said, that the ports are probably in the back as you get closer. You could kind of see that the trade hub itself is broken up into loose districts. And in the back, you kind of see heavy traffic that you didn't see before of different carts full of goods and stuff coming in. And a few airships landing, being unloaded with cargo or people. And then you have a line of desks out in front of that whole hub area with several varying, what looks like attendees working up there. You guys just march up on your dinosaurs?
Yeah. Why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
What did I charge you last time? 100 each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, 100 each? Perfect. I was going to ask because I forgot how many less coins I have.
Yeah, I'm going to say you guys approach the center attendee who is currently just filing some notes in front of her, a small elven lady, and who's going first?
I can go first, I guess.
Awesome. Yeah, you ride up to the front desk on top of your dinosaur. You're looking down on this small elf lady as she kind of looks up from her papers, just kind of taking you in, not really surprised or anything. Just, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just going to look down, give a nice smile, and be like, yes, hi. I wanted to know if you guys had any travel to, I forgot the name.
Sharn.
Sharn? Thank you. Sorry. The map won't move. I can't see it from here. To Sharn?
Well, yeah, we have several airships that are scheduled to Sharn even before the end of the day.
Perfect.
Would you like to fly Standard or Express?
That would depend. Would I be able to bring my lovely M's gonna motion to their dinosaur N?
N?
Can I?
Yes. N?
N?
Yes. M and N?
Yes. Oh my god, Zoe, I love your character. Oh my god. It's great.
Why?
M and N, yes.
It's just gonna get them both confused too. Okay.
Yeah, can I bring him along?
Oh, absolutely. Livestock options are available for both. Let's see, for an express ticket for one human passenger plus livestock, you're looking at 100 gold universal for the ticket and 500 for each creature. Or if you'd like to take the standard air travel option, it's going to be 20 gold per person and 100 per livestock.
Okay, perfect. I'm guessing we're all together, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are all standing there.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys want to do standard or express?
I have the coin for either, and I do not care.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I would really like to get back to Sharn. I got a couple donkeys waiting on me, and I'd really like to get this whole Vassad character out of our lives real quick, so.
Express, then?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll do one ticket for express.
Just the one for you, or are you buying for everyone else?
Only for me. No one else asked.
Oh, okay.
Well, poo.
Plus your dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm taking my dinosaur.
Awesome. Yeah, she waves a quill over a small rectangular piece of paper, and it magically fills out some information for you. And then she holds out her hand and holds it out in one hand and holds out an empty palm in the other and goes, that'll be 600.
And I will hand her 600.
Fame.
Wait, 100 plus? I thought it was 200. It's going to be 300?
No. Nope. 100 for person, 500 per livestock. The express one is 100 per livestock. Or not the express one, the standard.
Yeah, so basically, standard would cost us
120 per person, where express is going to cost us 600 per person.
Jesus Christ.
We might want to go standard because I know only a couple of us have money and everyone needs a ticket.
Let's go. Okay, so backtrack. We should go standard then.
Okay.
Okay, let's each. Just do standard. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah, she trades you a ticket. 120 gold.
Yep. I have 680 gold left.
Eurydith is going to step forward and pay his 120 for him and his dinosaur.
Okay. She does the same thing, waves a quill over a similar sheet of paper, trades you it for your gold.
Eurydith, my good friend, would you mind loaning me the money for my ticket, and I can pay you back as soon as we get back to back to Sharn?
What terms do you plan to repay me with?
I mean, look, man, as soon as I get some gold, I will get it in your hands. I mean, you need someone swindled, I can probably swindle somebody for you. You know, I give a good foot rub. I don't know.
Let's do this. Upon our return to Sharn, you have 3 days to get me 600 gold. And he's going to hold 120 in front of you.
Oh, my God.
You drive a hard bargain. But sure, I'll wait. What are you gonna do if I don't get it in 3 days?
And he's gonna hold up the hag's severed head and smile.
Oh Jesus! Oh, okay, man.
I'm not screwing around.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't think you'd screw around, man. All right. Sure. 3 days. 3 days upon arrival in Sharn, right?
Your demeanor seems familiar. Are you sure we don't know each other?
I've never, like I said, I've never been to the Dreadhold before, so no, I don't believe
I've... I seem to remember one I met who talked nearly exactly like you.
Oh, no. This is a regional accent, you know, many of us
even
from...
Even begged for his life the same way you're begging me right now.
I'm not begging, I'm making sure I know the terms, you know.
He drops the gold into your palm.
Thank you. You are so kind.
3 days, Kilroy.
Yeah. Three days. They don't call me Kilroy Jenkins for nothing. Come on, Chamomile. And I'm going to buy my ticket.
While this has gone down, Karin has separated from the party to find someone to sell this dinosaur.
Okay.
Because he's not asking again.
Who do you take it to?
I don't know.
Do you literally just start asking who wants a dinosaur?
Dinosaur! Get your dinosaur here!
I obviously make either I find the first butcher or the first, like, live pen of other dinosaurs.
Okay.
Whichever comes first, I care not.
I will say you know of both. You passed a live pen selling various mounts and other things on your way in, or you know of the butcher that you saw Kilroy visiting.
I'll try the livestock guy first.
Cool. Making me write up NPCs, motherfucker.
Bro, you've given me no opportunities to make money, and you started me off with no money. And now
you could
freaking
hustle someone. You are a bad guy.
Hey, I gave you guys dinosaurs. I planned for you guys to ride the dinosaurs home. You're not going to ride the dinosaurs home. That's fine.
I mean, I'm down for a cross-country adventure with dinosaurs.
I totally would have rode my dinosaur down.
Cool. We'll say that the livestock fellow is a... tall, slender halfling, or not halfling.
A tall, slender halfling.
Tall, slender halfling.
Which is like, what? It'd be like 4 feet instead of 3 feet?
He just casts enlarge on himself every day.
He casts it for 3 years straight and it becomes permanent.
That's better. I'm going to use that one day.
He then starts selling it as a male enhancement plan.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you have him. He's just kind of working some of the pens right now, but he has various animals that he sells for livestock, for mounting. He even rents them. Kind of a dirty dude, short curly hair. And you approach him, and he goes, "Oh, that's one of the clawfoots from the halfling tribe. That's a good dinosaur.
One of a kind."
Oh, I don't know about that, but Do you need a pen, man?
I'm actually looking to get rid of it.
Get rid of it? But, bro, have you rode one of those things?
It's how I got here. But now it's dead weight.
It looks pretty alive to me, man, but, cool. How much do you want for it?
600.
Yeah. Best I can do is 2.
These are a fine stock. I feel 3 is more agreeable.
Give me persuasion.
Can I do intimidation instead? Say it more forcefully.
Sure.
Do it. Yeah.
If you fail, it's going to get worse, though.
Do it.
13.
How do you intimidate him?
Oh, I do the very standard, standing very much taller than him, looking down, and just say very forcefully, 3 will be much better.
Cool, man. Cool. 3 it is. Make me good money anyway. Gosh. He starts running around pulling gold from various corners of the pen, like he just stashed it there, and he's counting it down out to the last gold, pulls the last one out from his shoe. All right, man, 300, here you go.
I take it, hand him the reins, and just walk away. I get back to the thing, buy my ticket for 20 gold, and continue on our way.
Cool. I'm assuming everyone else was buying their ticket too, right? M and Silas.
I already bought my ticket.
You already did. And Karin did just now, so it was just Silas. My bad.
I don't have the money, so.
Is he gonna flex nobility again?
Trying to.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's going to try to flex his bloodline again. It's never steered him wrong so far. So.
Oh my gosh. Persuasion?
I gotta pick the right set of dice here. Because things have been happening. 23. My heart's beating here, like, with my history today.
Don't worry, Chris. I had my coin ready for you to let you re-roll.
So you guys all buy your tickets, secure your transportation, sell your dinosaur, whatever. And in what is becoming a tradition, you all stand to the side, gather up, and watch Silas approach the ticket gate. And after several minutes of his rambling on and on, big buzzwords about his nobility, his bloodline lineage, his rights, and disrespect, the elven lady, looking thoroughly flushed, embarrassed, and confused, waves her quill over the ticket and hands it to him. No gold exchanged. The attendee, now looking embarrassed and like not really looking up from her desk, informs you that you guys have a little under an hour before the transport leaves. A couple attendees come to take your dinosaurs to load them on underneath, and you guys are free to roam about until then, or if you would like to board, you can, and just await departure.
I've got nothing to do here, so I'm just going to go ahead and board.
Same.
Yeah, why not?
Karn heads to the top deck because he liked the previous view.
Kilroy is going to start looking for people to gamble with on the ship.
I mean, you only have 3 days. So.
I'm getting a head start because I have 3 days from when we land. So.
Yeah, that's true. But 600 gold is a lot, too.
Silas is going to look around for any high-class socialites and try and schmooze with them.
Sounds good.
Actually, I'm going to watch Kilroy. Em wants to follow Kilroy and see what happens, because...
Does Kilroy give any sort of, like hint that he's going to gamble because Eurydith would get some pleasure watching him struggle to scrounge up 600 gold?
That's why, because I heard everything, I'm guessing, because I was right there. But yeah, I want to watch out of entertainment.
Yeah, so as Kilroy gets on, you see him pull out his deck of cards and he starts like shuffling it, you know, kind of playing around with it one hand. And he's just like, all right, let's get this coin because I don't want to die.
Oh, yeah, I'm following.
Silas was looking for upper class.
Yeah, if there are any, if there are any of sufficient class, okay. He's going to, you know, schmooze, make contacts with them. Mostly business partners / marks.
Marks. All right. Sounds groovy. Yeah, so we will end the session with you all boarding the ship and separating to kill time appropriately on your way back into town.
Thank you for listening to our show. Are We Dead Yet is part of the 1UP Podcast Network. Find more of our work at oneuppodcasts.com and support us on Patreon, patreon.com/oneuppodcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at arewedeadyetpod. Our intro music is a custom commission by Dave Cole of the Four Orbs podcast. Our outro music is The Cliff by Dave Cole. Find more of his work on YouTube by searching for D. Cole Music. Background music provided by tabletopaudio.com and used under an attribution non-commercial license from Creative Commons. Tracks include Vault of Terror, Dinotopia, Middle Earth, and Medieval Town. We'll be back on December 15th with part 1 of our Christmas special. Bye!